Please be seated. Thank you very much. Well, Happy New Year 2025, huh? Several weeks ago in December, I was in prayer, and my heart was thinking about 2025. What's going to happen in 2025? And I was asking the Father, what kind of theme? Where do you want me to go? What should we emphasize? And it became very clear to me one morning that it was 1 John, the book of 1 John. You know, for the most part, I work in Acts and the church epistles and don't get too much into 1 John, but this 1 John came up into my heart. And so I started working it, and oh my goodness, the things that are in there that will help you connect with the Heavenly Father is just phenomenal. It's just amazing. So there's many great themes in 1 John, and I'm sure during the year we're going to be able to draw from those themes. We talk about love. The agape is in there almost 40 times in this one book. You know, a lot of people call 1 John the love book because it is in there so many times. But there's many other themes in there that we'll be looking at this year. And I know it'll enrich our lives and help us connect with the Heavenly Father so that we can have that sweet fellowship with Him. So let's take a look at 1 John, okay? And we'll go to right in the beginning. And as Jeannie mentioned, here in 1 John, it starts with, okay, we got 1 John 1:1 here, slide number 2. There we go. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen, which we have with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning, what? The word of life. Boy, there's so much in this one verse. And as Jeannie pointed out, that which was from the beginning doesn't refer back to Genesis. It refers to the beginning of the new birth realities, the day of Pentecost, when people could be born again for the first time, filled with the gift of Holy Spirit, that they would have the power of the Holy Spirit enriched in their lives. So that's what it's referring to. And here we have a number of things that describe us dealing with the Word of life. And I thought it was real interesting here. God could have written something different. He could have said, that which was from the beginning, which we heard, the word of life. Could have said that. He could have said, maybe what we've seen with our eyes, the word of life. Maybe that we've looked upon or handled with our hand. But he uses all four aspects of dealing with the word of life. Now, in a legal court, and I know Bob could probably explain this a little better than I can, when they prove something, they got to get this conviction, right? And so they've got to get the proof. And so they hear. What did people hear about this situation that we need to prove? Are there witnesses that heard it? What about another aspect, eyewitnesses? That's a little better maybe, huh? That they were eyewitnesses, that they saw it. Or they looked upon it in the sense that they were a part of the event. Boy, we want those people to testify to prove the point. And what about the hands that have handled, that they actually were part of the event itself? Man, this would be an easy case to prove, right? With all these eyewitnesses that we've heard it, we've seen it, our hands have handled it, we've looked upon it, the word of life. You see the emphasis here that God is putting on dealing with this word of life. And he uses the term word of life, not word of God, but word of life. It's a living word. It's not some dead Bible scripture. It's a living word. Now, this term word of life is used twice in the Bible, in the New Testament. Let me say that. And we'll take a look at the other verse a little bit later on. But let's move on here, because this is pretty interesting when we're talking about what? The word of life that we've been dealing with. For, verse 2, let's do the next slide here. Chapter 1, verse 2, for the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life. Okay, we're looking at the word of life, and what is it communicating? This life was manifested, we've seen it, we bear witness to it, and it's eternal life. You want to have a little eternal life? Amen. Amen. When you're born again of God's Spirit, you're filled with that Spirit, and it's incorruptible seed, it says. Not corruptible by the first seed that got us here, but incorruptible seed. It's eternal. And that's what we're dealing with here. Eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. How was it manifested unto us? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ came and paid the ultimate price, right? He did. We couldn't buy redemption with the Father, but he could because he was the perfect Son. He did it all so that we could be filled with the gift of Holy Spirit, that we could have power, that we can operate 9 manifestations of Holy Spirit. It's a living, eternal life. I'm excited about this. I mean, when you think about what we're dealing with here, there's a lot of subjects in this world, a lot of stuff going on, but is there anything more important than the Word of life? God's Word, the Creator of the heavens and the earth? No. No way. No way. Well, let's look at verse 3, okay? Slide 4 here. 1 John 1, 3. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. What is this declaration? In light of this word of life that gives us eternal life, that was manifested through Jesus Christ and the gift of Holy Spirit, what is that going to do for us? That you also may have what? Fellowship. Fellowship. With who? With us, and truly, truly our fellowship is with the Father. The Father. You know, God wants to be called Father, Abba. He doesn't want to be called God. I mean, he's God, yes, and we reverence him as God. But the communication, the fellowship is as a child with the Father. Man, if we could grasp onto that, our prayers would be so sweet and wonderful. We would hear from God. We really would. And he does speak to us. We just have to have our ears open, our spiritual ears open, to hear what he would have us to know. Our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We have the Son of God in us, it says, right? We have the mind of Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Wow, what a connection. What a beautiful thing. And why did God do this? What was his purpose for giving us the word of life? What was we going to get out of this? What did he want us to get out of this wonderful fellowship with the Heavenly Father? Next verse, verse 4. And these things write we unto you. We wrote this to you with this purpose in mind. What? That your joy may be full. Your joy may be full. He wants us to have joy. Now, happiness is one thing. I like to be happy. It comes by a lot of happiness comes by the things around us. But joy is an inside job. It's a fulfilling knowingness of peace, of assurance, of confidence, of knowing that your joy may be full. This word full in the Greek is pleroo, and it means to fulfill or to accomplish. He wants us not to have a little bit of joy, but a full measure of joy. Isn't that something? Amazing, amazing. So those are the first four verses in 1 John. Pretty neat, huh? And I want to look at a few verses in Proverbs because I want to emphasize for you today the Word of God, how big and wonderful it is, and how important the Word of God is. You know, the Word says in 2 Timothy 2:15 that we should study it. We should put a diligent effort into working that Word, rightly dividing it, right? And that Word is so important. Man can't live by bread alone, burritos, pizza, no, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This word is so critical to us. That's why I'm so excited about 1 John and the emphasis of handling the Word of God, knowing the wonderful Word of God. Well, let's look at Proverbs 2:1. I've got a slide on this. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. You know, this is a living word we're looking at, right? Okay, verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. All right, next verse, next slide, Proverbs 2:2. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart unto understanding. Wow. It goes on, but I want to say something here about God wants us to understand. You know, a lot of people say, well, God, you know, the things of God are just too much. We can't know the things of God. They're so big and above us. God wants us to know His Word, inside and out. He wants us to understand it so that we can live it, that we can have it in us and experience it. You know, there's a verse in 1:18 of Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, 1:18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that we may know what? The hope of His calling. The hope of His calling. That you may know that hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. We have a great inheritance as believers. He wants us to know that. He wants us to fully understand that. He wants the eyes of our understanding to know that. The inheritance of His that we have as His saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, right? Which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. He wants us to know and understand the things of God. That's why I'm real excited about making available a foundational Bible class that we'll do probably later in February, and to really help people see the keys that unlock the Scriptures so they can understand who they are in Christ. They can know and understand their inheritance in Christ, the hope of their calling. What has God called me to do? Yeah. Well, I stopped here in the middle of Proverbs. Here there's some other things that come next. Verse 3, please. Proverbs 2:3, yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and lifteth up your voice for understanding. Boy, put your heart into this thing. When you go to God, just not a Hey, God, are you there? Oh, didn't hear anything. No, put your heart into this thing. Let's really open up our hearts to God and let Him know that we really care, that we really want to know Him, right? Yeah. Lift us up our voice for understanding. If thou seekest her, verse 4, it's going on here. It's going on. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures. Haven't we all experienced the excitement of knowing if there's buried treasure? You know, as kids, I remember we would dig up the yard looking for buried treasure. Get all excited about it. Be that way with the Word of God. It's a treasure of unsurmountable insights and knowledge to the Heavenly Father. Wow. Well, verse 5 kind of puts it together here, right? Then, verse 5, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. And the word fear there is not to be afraid. This is Old English. I'm sharing the Old English King James here, but it means to reverence, the reverence of the Lord. You'll understand the reverence of the Lord. Jan Majera last Sunday taught on the fear of the Lord. It was a great sharing. You can look that up on our website. And it would be on YouTube as well, I think, yeah. So take a look at that teaching if you want to know a little more about the fear of the Lord or the reverence of the Lord. But here it is, that you will understand. Then you shall understand the reverence of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. It's there. This is a promise. You open your heart to God, He's going to find you, okay? He wants you worse than you want Him. How do I know that? Would you give your son to die and go through the misery and pain and torture that his son went through? God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. So He does love you. He wants you. He's not going to hide from you. Wow. Well, I hope you're seeing that there's a real purpose for your life in finding the Word of God, the Word of life. Well, there's one other scripture that where the word of life is used. I mentioned that earlier. Let's go to that. Philippians 2:16. We'll close here in this wonderful verse. Philippians 2:16. It says, holding forth the word of life. Holding forth the word of life that I may rejoice when in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Wow. You know, the one thing God wants us to do, and Jeannie shared it, share the Word of Life with people. Share the Scriptures. Share your heart, your love. You don't have to be some guy on the corner preaching and all that stuff. Just say hello to somebody and share your heart and life with them. That's what we did Saturday. We got somebody got born again and people got prayed for and got blessed. Man, oh man. But that's what's going to count. When Christ comes back, all right, when Christ comes back, the rejoicing is going to be in that we held forth the word of life. That's what's going to count. That we have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Our life is not wasted when we hold forth the word of life. So let's really work this wonderful word of life, okay? And let's work 1 John. There's some great stuff in here. We're going to take a look at some of it more next Sunday. We'll get into it. But I know people like sometimes to read resources about the Scriptures, And I want to share with you a great resource. Many of you have this book. It's The New Dynamic Church by Victor Paul Weirwill. And in the back is a long article. It's called The Answer. And it's all about 1 John. The Answer. So pull the green book out if you have one and check it out. It's a great resource to work this 1 John. Okay? So sure, love you guys. Thankful that we can be together, that we can share the word of life together, live the love of God, and you're God's best, okay? So Father, thank you that we have a loving God that has communicated so wonderfully to us and given us the opportunity to know you. And we're so thankful, Father, that you are a loving God, that you want the very, very best for us, and that we can just come before you with a meek heart and know that you will bless us and fill us and take care of us. So I pray for your people here, for the folks that have called in that will see this sharing later on. I pray for their lives and hearts as they walk with you and talk with you and you talk with them, that they can be enriched by the greatness of your word, the word of life. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All right. Well.